Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today I have the special privilege of interviewing holistic chiropractor, speaker, and author, Dr. Bradley Nelson, about his diagnostic and healing method called the Body Code. According to Dr. Nelson, the body code system is the most advanced method of energetic healing and natural healing that exists on the planet today. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Dr. Brad about the emotion code, a system by which anyone can learn to release trapped emotions, even ones that were inherited from generations past. Trapped emotions are responsible for about 80% of all illnesses, according to Dr. Brad. Today, we'll be focusing on learning how you can uncover the root causes of illnesses in the other 20%. And if you'd like to ask Dr. Brad a question live during this call, just dial in. Here's the number to call. It's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so I know that your hand is up, and when it's time for questions, then I can unmute you. And I'll just repeat that number again. It's 818-514-1190, and then just hit the number 1. And if you missed our show on the emotion code, you can still listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Karen. And you can still receive Dr. Brad's special at www.karencan.com/emotion. All right, Dr. Brad, welcome back.
Oh, great, Karen. It's great to be back. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate the generosity of your time and for helping our listeners. Now, you said that trapped emotions constitute about 80% of all the so-called causes of illnesses that you've seen, including really difficult-to-treat ones that I also treat, such as chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And by using the emotion code, you can release a lot of these trapped emotions causing these illnesses. But what about the other 20%? Like, what are the other root causes that you feel are out there, and how does the body code actually work to heal people?
Right. Well, that's a great question. When I was in practice, I was very, very focused from the very beginning of my practice to really, truly understand what the underlying causes were of my patients' illnesses. And I was seeing people with all kinds of problems, you know, infertility and asthma and digestive problems and neck pain and back pain and then more complicated, supposedly incurable things like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and lupus and all kinds of crazy things. I've seen all kinds of things. And what I found was, of course, is first of all, we can query the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind of the individual is really the most powerful computer that we know of. It's far more powerful than any computer that exists on Earth that's been created so far. And we may not think it's that smart because, I mean, you know, we forget where our keys are and we forget where our purse is and, you know, we can't remember what we had for breakfast this morning.
Right.
But that's our conscious mind, see. And the conscious mind is just a small percentage of our total intelligence. But the subconscious mind is this incredible computer. It's archiving and remembering everything we've done, every day of our lives, and everything we've ever eaten and tasted and touched and smelled. And the whole history of our health or disease is also logged and archived in that subconscious computer system. Now, luckily, this computer system that each one of us has is a binary computer. Now, I was a computer programmer starting back in about 1980. And so when I went through chiropractic college and I learned how the brain really is a computer, I used to wonder, you know, will we ever have the technology to be able to access the internal computer that everybody has, because we would just immediately be able to get all the answers about what's wrong with people and why they're sick. Because people really have no idea why they're sick. All they know is that they're sick generally, and then in Western medicine, well, a lot of the time Western medicine doesn't really know either, and so that's why we call it practice, because we give people different things, and we say, so we'll try this, and then come back, and You know, and so anyway, what happened was I learned that we could tap into that subconscious mind through muscle testing, and we can get the answers out of that subconscious. And by doing that, what I found was that, like you said, about 80% of the underlying reasons for our illnesses, whether they're emotional or physical, are because of trapped emotions. But the other 20% is very interesting. And here's what happens. If you can imagine, imagine a starfish, okay, with six arms extending out from that starfish. What I found was that there are six imbalances. We can use a starfish, the six-arm analogy, because I want to explain what these six imbalances are. So if you just imagine a star with six spokes, or a starfish, or whatever. One of those imbalances is the emotional things that we experience, trapped emotions primarily. And then there are five other ones, and let's take a look at what these are. One of those, one of the six kinds of imbalances is toxicity. And we know that if we become too toxic with certain things, we're not going to function as well as we should. Another one is pathogens. So if we pick up something like a parasite or mold or a viral infection, we know we're not going to be healthy. Another kind of imbalance is structural misalignments of things. And, of course, that's what chiropractic is all about. If the spine becomes misaligned, if other parts of the body become misaligned, then things don't function right. And then another piece of the puzzle here, another one of these six kinds of imbalances is nutritional. We know if we don't get enough vitamin C, we get scurvy, you know. But if we are deficient a little bit in certain things, then we just don't feel as good as we should, and our immune system doesn't work as well as it should. And then the sixth piece of this six-piece puzzle is what we call circuitry. And what that has to do with really is the acupuncture system and the organs and the glands and the circuitry of the body. Anyway, what I found was that by using this map, really, I could figure out what people's true underlying imbalances were. And in almost all cases, they could get well if I could fix these underlying imbalances. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I created this mind mapping system on the computer that enabled me to drill down really rapidly using muscle testing, which enables us to access the subconscious computer system of the body. I could drill down really, really quickly to figure out what was really wrong with people. And sometimes the results are really surprising. And I'll share with you just a couple of stories that happened to me when I was in practice. I remember I had a patient came into me once who'd been hospitalized for 5 days for abdominal pain. And it was right down in the right lower area of the abdomen. And they had run all the tests on her and everything, and she'd been there for a week, and she had this pain. And they finally said, well, it looks like it's all in your head because we can't find anything wrong with you, really. And so the following day after she got out of the hospital, she came to see me. And she was in quite a bit of pain, and I thought, well, gosh, you know, they must have missed something. But using the body code mind map, I was able to access her subconscious mind and fix a few things. And one of the things that showed up with her was that she needed chromium because we have a map, and, of course, the subconscious knows if it has a certain nutritional need. And that showed up. And I didn't think that much about it. And I told her, we don't have any chromium right now, so you should get some. But I thought it was kind of an incidental finding. Well, the next day she came in, and she was actually a little bit worse. And, I mean, she was in bad shape. And I remember thinking, okay, she's got to have appendicitis. That's what it looks like. And I was thinking to myself, she's probably going to burst her appendix right here, and she's going to die, and then I'm going to go to jail. And that's what I was thinking. But I started testing, and because I didn't know what else to do, but I had the body code. And the first thing that showed up out of the whole entire, there are 118 hyperlinked maps and really hundreds and hundreds of things that can show up. The first thing that showed up out of her subconscious was that she needed chromium. And I remembered that from the day before, and I thought, okay, she really needs this. And so I stopped right then. I said, look, I want you to go right now to the health food store, buy some chromium, and take it right there. Get some water and take it right there. About 20 minutes later, this woman is jumping up and down in my lobby. And literally jumping up and down. She's saying, that fixed it. I can't believe it. She went to the health food store. She took the chromium, and instantly the pain was gone. And she said, wow. How did you know that, or how did that work? And I said, well, I had no idea. And I said, I have no idea why you needed that. I still to this day don't know. But Her body knew, you see. And that's the beauty of the body code, is that we can use, we finally have this tool now that we can so easily and rapidly just drill down and figure out what the subconscious mind really needs. Because the reality is, if you're in pain or you've been diagnosed with some kind of a disease, well, you're really not deficient in whatever chemical pharmaceutical drugs your doctor's
right.
giving you.
A Lipitor deficiency.
And yeah, that's not it. I mean, there are other imbalances. And so one more story. I remember I spoke at a fibromyalgia support group at a hospital in down in Southern California where I was practicing one day. And I spoke for about an hour, and there were about 50 people there. And there was one woman who was sitting in the audience who cried the whole time that I was speaking. She had tears just streaming down her face. And when the meeting was over, I had a hard time understanding her. She was trying to tell me what was going on, and she was kind of sobbing. And she told me that for 19 years she'd had fibromyalgia. Now, for those of you who don't know, fibromyalgia is this this intractable, very difficult body pain that's usually all over the body and doesn't go away. There's no known cause, of course, medically, and there's no real treatment for it. You just end up kind of living with it. And I ended up specializing with those kinds of patients. But with this particular woman, well, here's what I found. I found that she had a lot of different pathogens in the body. In other words, infections. She had viral infections. She had mold in the body. She had parasites in the body. And that these things are not uncommon. She had a lot of structural imbalances. She had nutritional deficiencies, so many that I had to actually reprogram our computer system because she had all these deficiencies. Well, she also had imbalances in the circuitry of the body. All the organs, all the glands were out of balance. She was toxic, and she also had lots of trapped emotions. Now, by fixing all of those things as quickly as I could, at the same time, no kidding, within about 2 weeks, she was, well, maybe two and a half to three weeks, I guess it was, she was pretty much entirely pain-free, first time in 19 years.
Wow.
Now, this is a woman who cried every day because she was in so much pain, you see. And she'd seen, I think, maybe 10 different medical doctors during that time who had all told her the same thing: what you've got is incurable, nothing can be done, blah, blah, blah. But what I learned is that, you know, in the West, if a medical doctor tells a person that they're incurable, what they're really saying is that whatever the person has can't be cured with drugs or surgery, really.
Right.
And so, but a lot of things can't be cured really with drugs and surgery, so... So anyway, that's what the body code is all about. It enables us to get this information. Now, I have taught parts of the body code in the past in seminars, but I never really taught the whole entire thing because I felt that it was just too powerful, really, and that it was really something that was going to be relegated to physicians and so on. But about 3.5 years ago, I woke up one morning, and my mind was filled with instruction from up above, apparently, and no doubt about it. And that instruction was, you need to take everything that you know about natural healing, and you need to put it into a self-study course that anyone can learn, and you need to make it available for everybody. And so that's what we've done, and that's what the body code is. It's a self-study course, you see, on energy healing.
Oh, that's great. Now, one of the burning questions I had was about priorities. In other words, you know, in the past, sometimes when I've introduced therapies very quickly to people, especially people with fibromyalgia, they have massive detox symptoms and they feel horrible. And I don't want them to feel horrible. So how does it work? Does the body subconscious only give you, you know, what's going on that they want treated right now and then other things show up later, or do you get it all at once?
Well, that's what I found when I was in. No, that's what I found when I was in practice, was that the subconscious mind will take it about as fast, usually, as it feels like the body can tolerate. And so what you're doing is you're peeling off those layers of imbalances, and usually it's usually the subconscious mind just. It knows, of course, it knows with a perfect comprehension what everything that's wrong with a person, but sometimes things come off in such a way that, well, I can tell you another story that might illustrate it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, sometimes I've learned that like candida or these mold type can actually be somewhat protective if you have high heavy metals. So
right.
I'm imagining if somebody gets rid of all their, you know, mold before they get rid of all their heavy metals, that might be dangerous for them.
Yeah, and typically what will happen is the subconscious mind will allow for those things, and will, in a case like that, will typically take you to the heavy metals first, and you'll be able to clear those first. And so the subconscious, I found that I could rely on the subconscious completely, because the intelligence and the wisdom of the body is so great that it knows what's going on. And the beauty of it is that as a holistic physician, I didn't have to think as hard, okay? Because I knew that no matter what a person had been diagnosed with, what really was important was getting to those underlying causes and figuring out what those were and then addressing those. And I knew that if I did that, then the person had the very best shot at getting totally and completely well in the shortest time. And so, by the way, one of the things that we used to do is I would always figure out where the immune system function was testing. And we could bring someone, typically when someone has been diagnosed with some kind of a major problem, usually their immune system function as a total of capability is pretty low, often below 30%, often below 10%, I found. With fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue patients, it was usually way down there. And by using the body code and just doing what the body said, we could usually get that immune function up into the 90% range within about 6 weeks, which is pretty fast. And the results usually go along with that. Although sometimes there are some detox symptoms that people would go through, and we would try to mitigate that, but we would, you know, we would let people know that that might happen. But that's sometimes as part of healing.
Right. No, I understand. Well, we have our first caller. And before we take this call, Dr. Brad, do you want to tell everyone the link or the URL and where they can find out about how to get or purchase the body code system?
The link is at bodycodehealing.com.
Bodycodehealing.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, so let's unmute our first caller. Okay, so phone number ending in 7465. You're now on the line with Dr. Brad Nelson.
Hi. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease back in 99 and was treated, but ever since then I've been suffering with a number of things, joint pain and some brain issues and another number of other things, and I was just wondering if that could be related to this.
Well, you know, it certainly could be. So let's do this. Let's tune in to you and just see what we can find. Now, what was your name?
Stanley.
Stanley? Okay, great, Stanley. All right, so let's see here. So the first thing that we'll do, this is for those of you who listened in on the call about the emotion code, the body code and the emotion code can both be done at a distance. It's very very practical, and it works really, really well. And so the first thing that we do is we like to have a moment of silence, because all this information came from up above, and so we like to just take a moment and connect with that higher power to make sure that we're not just doing this on our own, okay, because we're not that smart, but it helps to have that higher power. So give me just a second here. Okay. Let's see here, Stanley. Let's first of all ask this question. So the symptoms that you're having, let's see here, let's go back to that for one second. You're having joint pain and then some brain symptoms. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. You know, like difficulty with cognitive function.
Okay, so some foggy thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's take a look and let's ask, is there an underlying reason for either one of those imbalances right now? And the answer is yes. Okay, so now what I'm doing is I'm muscle testing myself, and I'm connected up with you, acting as proxy. So there's an energetic connection going on between the two of us. Now what I'm doing is I'm looking at the body code map. And if you go to Body Code Healing, if you happen to be online, you can see, we don't have a big picture of the map, but if you just look around there, you'll be able to see kind of what it looks like. But I'm looking at it on the computer here. So let's ask this question. Is there an underlying reason, for example, for your joint pain? We'll start with that. Is there an underlying reason for that? And the answer there is yes. Okay. Now, the subconscious knows what this underlying reason is, and now there may be more than one, but the body can only give us one at a time, okay? The subconscious mind is like a Pez dispenser. You can get one candy out of a Pez dispenser at a time, and the subconscious will give us one idea at a time or one problem, because we can't deal with more than one at a time anyway. So this first underlying imbalance, is it on the right side of our body code map? And the answer there is no. So we've just taken out half of the possibilities. So the underlying reason for your joint pain, is there some kind of energetic imbalance? Is it toxicity? Okay, there's toxicity going on in your body. And so is it heavy metal toxicity? Is it free radicals or electromagnetic spectrum problems or chemicals? It's some kind of a chemical imbalance. And so this looks like, let's see, is it something on the left or the right? It actually looks like what I'm getting here is food additives, okay? And so let's see here. Okay, what I'm getting here is actually what's showing up for me is that your joint pain is actually, the first reason it's showing up is MSG. Now, MSG is in a lot of different forms in our society. Anytime you see a label that says that has the word modified or hydrolyzed or autolyzed, those are usually MSG. And MSG is an excitotoxin and tends to create obesity. It's a neurotoxin and causes a lot of problem and a lot of pain for a lot of people, a lot of joint pain. And a lot of the time, people think they're avoiding MSG because they look at labels and they don't see monosodium glutamate, but it can appear in other forms or in other names. And it also now can be packaged under the name spices. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you want to make sure that you avoid because that's showing up as a toxin for you. Okay, were you aware of that or of MSG?
Well, I did know about MSG, and actually I have been trying to eat, you know, as little processed food as possible for the last year or so.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So that's showing up. Well, and then that also, it may be that there is MSG. It may be residual in your body. Also, you want to avoid, it can be in a lot of things. So you might want to just take another look at everything that you're eating. And just analyze things because you may be getting it from some source that you're not totally aware of. So let's take a look at that and let's ask. Let's go back out to our big map here, our six major imbalances, and let's ask if there's an underlying reason for your foggy thinking. Is there an underlying reason for that? And the answer there is yes. And let's see if what that is. Is that on the left side of our chart here or on the right? Is it a pathogen or something structural or something nutritional? Okay, now what's showing up there with the foggy thinking is there's something nutritional going on. So let's see what this is. Is this a pH imbalance or some kind of a food that you're deficient in or that you maybe have some kind of allergy to, some kind of an herb or a nutrient? What's showing up here is a nutrient that you need. And let's see what this is. So in the body code, this pops up when you click on things, it pops up another map. And so you can, having this on the computer is great because there's 118 hyperlinked maps. And so you just ask questions and it takes you right down to what you need. So let's see what shows up here for you. We've got a list of a bunch of different nutrients and let's ask, this is divided up into columns and rows. So very quickly we can ask, this nutrient that you need, is it in column A on this chart or column B? It's in column B, and is it in one of the odd rows or an even row? Is it in row 2 or 4? It's in row 4. Okay, so let's see what you need here. We'll just go down the list. Looks like vitamin C, actually, is what's showing up for you.
Wow.
Vitamin C. Now, something that's interesting about the body, are you taking a vitamin C supplement right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, not directly, no.
Okay. So that's showing up for you. Now, why would vitamin C have anything to do with foggy thinking? Are there studies that show that? Well, frankly, I'm not really sure. I don't think so. There are none that I know of. But what I have found, see, as a holistic doctor, the old saying of the holistic doctor is anything can cause anything.
anything, right.
Exactly. So you never know, but that's what's showing up for you. So vitamin C. Let's ask, is there another underlying reason for the foggy thinking? And actually, I'm getting a no on that. However, a side effect of MSG also can be foggy thinking. And even if you're getting little trace amounts of it, it can definitely do that. But let's go back to the joint pain for a minute. And let's just see, is there another underlying reason for the joint pain? Yes, there is. So it's not just MSG, there's something else. So is this something on the left side of our chart here or the right? Is it a pathogen of some kind? Something structural? Something nutritional? Okay. Something nutritional again, so there's something else that's linked in with the joint pain. Is it a pH imbalance or some kind of food that you might need or need to avoid? Is it some kind of an herb or a nutrient or dehydration? Actually, the next thing that's showing up is dehydration. So how much water do you typically drink in a day?
And I drink about two quarts, actually. Well, no, I'm sorry. About two pints, actually.
Okay. Now, one thing that it's important to realize, too, about water is that some water is more hydrating than other water, and tap water is believed by some to be a homeopathic blend of many kinds of energies, including industrial waste and agricultural runoff and artificial hormones and antibiotics and so on. Now, of course, most bottled water, or much of it anyway, is just tap water. Now, it's possible, this might sound strange, but it's possible to be dehydrated while drinking lots of tap water because the body will sometimes actually reject that water due to the homeopathic frequencies that it contains. So you want to be, are you drinking a particular kind of water or processed water or?
No, I'm drinking, I actually have a well at my house and I'm drinking just groundwater, no treatment.
Okay, groundwater, no treatment. All right. And are you living near a big urban area or anything? Or?
No, I'm out in the forest.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, that's great. Well, in that case, you probably just need a little more water. Okay. You probably just need a little more water. So now what we can do is we can test you. And you said you were drinking about 2 pints a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's test and see. Do you need more than – is the water that you're drinking right now – actually being accepted totally by your body? And the answer I'm getting is yes. So do you need 3 pints a day? Do you need 4 pints a day? Do you need more than 3 pints? So I'm muscle testing myself, and I'm getting, I think if you just bump it up to about 3 pints, that should make a difference for you. Okay. Now, let's come back and let's ask. So you're just not getting quite enough. So let's ask this question. Now, remember, there are other things that tend to be dehydrating to the body. So, for example, if you're drinking caffeine or black tea, your need for water is going to go up considerably because of those things, because they tend to be dehydrating. But and also, of course, if you're eating foods that tend to be drier sorts of foods, like meats and things, they tend to be dehydrating too. You need more water. But let's ask this question. We'll come back to this joint pain issue. We'll ask, is there another underlying reason for the joint pain? And I'm getting a no on that. So it looks like if you do those things, get some vitamin C, start supplementing that, be really careful about avoiding MSG, and then bump up your water intake. And those simple things may just take care of it. Keep us posted and let us know, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, Stanley, for your question.
Thanks, Stanley.
Thank you.
Well, our time's running down here, but that was awesome. That is so great. Now, and you said, like, something is just – sometimes simple, because we're expecting some weird, you know, co-Lyme infection thing, you know, with this person, but not necessarily. So with the last, you know, 50 minutes left, do you have, if you want to repeat the URL for the body code where people can purchase the body code system, and just, you know, any last words of wisdom?
Yes. Well, again, you go to bodycodehealing.com. Body code healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, and you can read about the whole body code and where it came from, really, and what it's all about, and it really is a phenomenal system. And I had a using it, I had a tremendously successful practice. I was a solo practitioner, and I ended up, during the last 10 years of practice, using the body code. I was working with patients. Most of my patients had been told that there was no cure for them, and I saw people from all over the U.S. and from Canada who came to me because I could access their subconscious computer system and get right to the, you know, cut right to the chase and tell people what they really needed. And sometimes it's complex and sometimes it's simple. And but the beauty of it is that this information now is available. This method now is available for anybody who wants to learn it. And I think that we're living in a time when this information is so desperately needed. There's so much that we can do to help ourselves, and the whole Western medical approach is really about disease care. But the reality is, these bodies that we have, the subconscious mind that is inside every one of us, is this incredibly complex and incredibly powerful computer, and it knows exactly what we need. The body code unlocks that subconscious mind's ability to give us the answers, and then take care of ourselves in a totally different way, giving ourselves exactly what we really do need and not guessing. So I'd love to take credit for it, but it really came down to me from up above in answer to prayer as I was working on patients over many years. So I'm just the messenger. I'm just the one that was in the right place at the right time to put this together.
Well, we're just so grateful that you are the messenger, and what a fantastic gift to all of us, and definitely to take a lot of work and guesswork out of, you know, what I do to help people. And so, again, thank you so much, Dr. Brad, for your time, your wisdom, and your generosity. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to get the word out to people about this, because it's really important.
Absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. All right, so thank you all, listeners, whether you're live or on the archive call. Go out and get your copy of The Body Code today and help heal yourself and others. Thanks, Dr. Brad.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye.